Our English as a second language class is taking part in a project called Outdoors in Alaska, where we interview people from Alaska about their outdoors experiences. In the last segment, we interviewed Dan Yang about his trek across Alaska Island. In this installment, we interviewed Janet Alas about her 5-month hike on the Pacific Crest Trail. Here are some highlights.
My name's Jeanette, and I know you guys have already done some research on the Pacific Crest Trail, but this is a long-distance hike I did this summer. It started at the Mexican border in California, and it went all the way to the Canadian border with Washington. The trail went through 7 national parks and 24 national forests. I hiked a grand total of 2,650 miles. The whole trip took me about 5 months, just under 5 months. It was 147 days.
Jeanette presented a slideshow of her trek, and we took turns asking questions about her experience hiking the PCT.
Was this your first time doing a long-distance hike?
It was not. I thru-hiked the Appalachian Trail in 2006, and that was my first.
Why did you decide to hike the Pacific Crest Trail?
I decided to hike because it's a great way to see the country. I had never spent a lot of time on the West Coast, and I love being outside and backpacking and camping and stuff.
Jeanette told us that although she set out to hike alone, she also needed encouragement from friends and family.
Who encouraged you to do this?
A lot of my friends and family, definitely. I had a lot of people really excited for me.
Jeanette also shared how she kept in contact with friends and family during her 5-month hike.
There was a website called www.trailjournals.com. I had this, I would handwrite my journal every night and mail it to a friend, and he would type it in for me, and then my family and friends could read it online and kind of check my progress as I went.
Jeanette told us how the famous PCT Trail Angels helped her throughout her journey.
How did you find Trail Angels?
They actually found me. It's kind of, Trail Angels are a pretty cool part of the trail. Basically, a Trail Angel is someone that just out of the kindness of their heart or their love for the Pacific Crest Trail want to help out hikers. Wherever they presented themselves is where you saw Trail Angels.
Hiking alone for Alice was rewarding, but also scary and just plain difficult at times. Listen to us interview her about her most frightening moment in High Mountain Pass, and how simple injury almost made her quit the trail, but help from others keep her going.
What was the most dangerous situation you encountered in your hike?
Definitely the time I was the most scared was in the High Sierras. Like I said, there's a lot of snow on the passes, and I was going over Mather Pass, and I was alone, and it was kind of one of those where it was very steep to get up and over the pass at the top, and there was snow blocking all the switchbacks, so you had to just kind of scramble up, and it was really loose rock and scree, so it was tough to get to the top. And I got up there, and I thought, oh, I'm going to be okay. But then it was 9 o'clock in the morning, and it was really icy out still. It was very cold, and going down the other side, they were kind of like the footsteps kind of in the ice as you went down. But they were slanted this way a little bit. So it was just one of those things. I was going over with my pack and my 2 trekking poles, and I was just scared to death.
How did you take care of your feet?
I didn't take good care of my feet at all. I had a lot of foot pain on the trail. Like, I had this thing called metatarsalgias, which is like on the balls of my foot. It just felt like someone was driving nails into them. Like, it was just this intense pain. And basically, it's just from walking too much. And kind of the way I set my foot down, I rub it a little too hard. And yeah, I actually almost quit the trail because I was in so much pain. I was just miserable. And, you know, day after day after day of that, it's hard to keep up your mental frame of mind when you're in pain. So I came this close to getting off the trail, and then I thought, I'm gonna just give it to the next town I want to see. And I ended up sticking it out, and the pain luckily got better, and I met some great people that helped my morale.
Although hiking the PCT hadn't always been an interest of hers, she shared with us how she realized she could accomplish a through hike.
Had this always been your dream to hike this far?
It has not. It's kind of cool. I remember hearing about, actually, the Apple. I grew up on the East Coast in Florida, and so I heard about the Appalachian Trail when I was a little bit older than you, probably. And I just remember thinking, I can't believe there's some people out there who can do that. And it was probably 10 years later where I was like, wait a second, I'm one of those people. I can do that.
Alice was interviewed by our ESL class. Our next project will be interviewing Dan Yang about his winter ski trek on Kongsleden Trail in Arctic Sweden.